Someone asked me if their son, who's getting bar mitzvah in a couple of months, if he needs to fast for the upcoming Tainis on Thursday, Sabra Teves. It's the fast right before his bar mitzvah, is there a requirement? It's based on the concept, I imagine her thinking was, that there's an inyan of chinuch when it comes to fasting, Kippur, and there's another idea of the fasting, the three fasts prior to becoming bar or bas mitzvah. So this was the question, does this bar mitzvah boy need to fast this coming Thursday? So some poskim, including the Beis Hillel, the Kaf HaChaim, Rav Yaakov Emden, all are of the opinion that when it comes to a child and fasting, there should be tainus l'shelos, which means that he should fast a few hours of the day. There's a requirement to be mechanich a child when it comes to fasting. But the Mishabura writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Simin Taf Kuf Nun Sif Katan Hey, that children, even if they are already 12, right before bar mitzvah, they do not have to fast. They don't even have to skip breakfast. But it's appropriate to be mechanich them to a certain level of not eat a lot. Eat just enough food to sustain themselves with some bread and water or other simple items of food, so they could, to some level, partake in the morning, the avelis, with the tzibur, at least partially. So this whole, the machlokis, is based on a sugyan moy katan about avelis with regards to katan. Is there such a concept of avelis for katan? Is there chinuch for avelis? How is one mechanich avelis of a child? So that's part of the debate. So on one hand, you have a number of poskim who think the avelis is going to be expressed by fasting a couple hours of the day. The Mishabura felt that might be a bit much for the children, and therefore there shouldn't be any fasting. It's just about limiting their intake, limiting what they're going to eat, how much they're going to eat, and that's their participation of avelis. Now, there have Halicha Shlomo and Perek Yud Gimel of Tainis. In the Dvar Halacha, he writes that one could delay if he wants. The Rashah, he writes, is permitted to delay breakfast, but one doesn't have to delay breakfast, and one should certainly not delay lunch. These are the opinions brought down in Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, similar to the Mishabura, that really one shouldn't fast at all. Tainis L'shelos is something that it's not the accepted practice. The accepted practice would be to limit intake and the quality, the types of foods and enjoyments. So at what age is considered chinuch? Obviously a three-year-old child is not going to be included in avelis. There's no concept of avelis for a three-year-old child. So what age is considered chinuch for avelis? So the Shla writes that the obviously in chinuch in general, it always depends on the child. You could have a 13-year-old, a 12-year-old boy who's not so intelligent, and you have a 6-year-old boy who's very intelligent. There's always a range, but be'erach, just to give a person a certain understanding and frame of mind, the Shla writes, it's around the age of 10. Rav Moshe writes in Yordaya, Chelek Aleph, Simon Reish Chavdal, it's around the age of 7 or 8. So this doesn't really help us much. There's a whole wide range. And yet the Stipler wrote that nowadays children don't understand the Velus at all, and there is no concept of chinuch on a Velus in this regard, and he would not have to fast any amount. He would not have to limit any intake, any amount, until the age of 13, at which case he's chayv in mitzvahs because he's bar mitzvah, or 12 for a girl because she's bas mitzvah. That idea of the stipler, that no chinuch for a child of avelus, is consistent with Rav Shlomo Zalman, is found in Halicha Shlomo, in Tainus Perek Yud Gimel Ha'ara 10, that nowadays no one just gives their children bread and water. They serve them regular food, that's just whatever, noodles, or cheese. Regular food is what's served. So this seems to be the common practice in Eretz Yisrael, that there shouldn't be any level of limiting. But Rav Moshe felt at the age of 7 or 8, there is some chinuch, and maybe you should limit snacks and candy, and just have a basic sandwich for lunch. Don't overdo it. Now, some have a practice to the three fasts before being bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, one should fast. That's a practice some families have. So Halicha Shlomo quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is in Hilchos Bein HaMitzarim, Perek Yud Gimel Ha'ara 11. There is no basis, there is no source at all for such a practice of 3 days, the three fasts prior to bar bas mitzvah. He says, even if one has such a practice, such a minug from his father, from his grandfather, you could go back as far as you want. I don't know how far you could find such a minug. He says, you shouldn't continue to do so. This is a made-up minhag. It's a misnomer, and one shouldn't practice this at all. He puts this on a list of three other areas where people think if you do it three times, there's a certain halacha, there's a certain minhag, a certain nether. So one is the three fasts before the bar mitzvah. That is incorrect. Another example, he says, I don't know enough about this concept, that's made up, so there is no real rules to it, but it's quoted that if a person reads from a Sefer Torah three times, you're allowed to move the Sefer Torah elsewhere. It's a concept in general. You're not supposed to move a Sefer Torah from one place to the next place. The Sefer Torah has to have a makum kavua. So there are some heterim about how to move them, when to move them, but one thing is true, that one thing you cannot do is reading it three times does not allow you to then move it, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Again, that's another topic, just to put this on an interesting list. There's a third example, he writes, is that people think before washing their hands, or when washing their hands, before davening, they have to wash three times in each hand, just like we have Negavasser in the morning. He says that's incorrect. The idea of washing three times in each hand is only when there's a ruach ra, such as waking up in the morning where the neshama is put back in the body. But before davening, there's no inyan of ruach ra. It's about the hands being clean and prepared, and therefore three times is not what's needed for washing hands. So Yom Kippur is a whole other discussion. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it's the fasting is not one of avelus. It's one of kapara, whole other level. And also Yom Kippur is a derais. It's a much more serious day. So this, the Mishnah already in Yuma discusses about Tainish Lashos. And when you get older, Tifti can, if you're strong enough, the children should even start fasting when they're 11 or 12. That's a whole other discussion. That might be part of how people thought you should fast also on similar days of Asar B'Teves and Shavasar B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, which are all based on Avelis, a whole other concept. But we're not going to get involved in Yom Kippur right now. That's a whole other discussion. But for our purposes, children should not be fasting, even if they're right before Bar Mitzvah. At best, they should maybe just delay breakfast and limit how much and what type of delicacies they'll be eating on this coming Thursday.